lot of great receivers. Obviously, you have one here. With Calvin, is there anything to say that hasn't been said or anything this year that has impressed you in particular, maybe lately, where, you know, not having his 2, 3, and 4 guys around?
Yeah, I think the thing, he's been able to be productive without really a – and this is nothing with the new guys who are filling in, because I think they've done a remarkable job of filling in spots. But Calvin's picked up a lot of slack. We've played him in a lot of different positions, and I don't think he gets enough credit for how versatile he is. He plays probably 3 or 4 different positions, real common, you know, for him to do that, and even in within a drive. And so to be able to know the route or the rule of the slot or the X or the Z, whatever he is, and not even blink is pretty impressive.
Scott, I'm trying to figure out what's the next level of development for Matt. And I'm thinking that it might be just be in-game stuff, on the line of scrimmage, reading stuff. I mean, if Peyton Manning's a 10 at that, and I know Matt's pretty good at it, but where is he in relation to?
Well, I don't know where he is there. I mean, he's obviously a lot younger. I think kind of following, studying how guys' careers went. I don't know where Peyton was after 4 years or exactly, but I don't think, I think Matt's definitely on track to be, you know, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this position. But he's got, you know, he's in his first quarter of his career, I would say. We'll see when it's all said and done. But he's really taken a lot on. I mean, we put a lot on him as well. He puts a lot on, things that he does even with these young receivers. I mean, there's typically probably 2 or 3 guys he's telling what to do. You know, they know, but he's making sure because he hasn't worked with them. That's quite a task for a young quarterback, and it's just making him better.
Scott, that's pretty high praise to say that he's, you know, on track to be one of the best quarterbacks ever. What do you see that?
Well, I just where he's at after 4 years. I mean, the wins are going to come. Just last year, the way he was able to be, you know, and he's in an age of great quarterbacks. I mean, he's not going to be mentioned in that category yet until we, you know, put together 2 or 3 seasons like we did last year in a row. Finish the season out strong. You look at the end of the year, see his numbers after 2 years. I mean, it's hard to say that there's a lot of quarterbacks that have done that. Someone told me the other day that he's one of the first guys at 10,000 yards and things like that. I mean, those are all things that I think when it's all said and done and he's able to work with guys over a period of years and Calvin, you know, we'll see. But, at this point, the only thing that's kept him from being – you know, the to do some of the things that are, like, unbelievable with the injuries in his first 2 years. Because, I mean, he's over 4,000 yards, 13 games in this season. And he's done nothing but great things as far as getting better and being productive in our offense. And he's got things he's got to improve on. But at this young stage of his career, man, I'm hard to say there's too many guys that have done that much that early.
Going back to the Green Bay game. You know, the second half, they load the box to stop the run. Now, he's got the option when he goes to line scrimmage. He sees Calvin singled on the outside because they have the blitz, the run blitz coming and all that. Did he make the right reads there, given what you guys were looking for?
Give me the scenario again. I'm trying to remember.
Just in the second half when the Green Bay was obviously loading the box up to stop your run game.
Yeah.
Because you had success in the first half. And it looked like Calvin had single on top a lot of those situations. He kept running the ball a little bit there early in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a called run. That wasn't a...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that has nothing to do with him making the right reads. He was going the right play in the run play.
What I'm saying was he has...
He does. Not on every play, but, you know, generally he's got plays where he has run-pass options, and I can't really think of any times where I've been disappointed with where he went.
Has he made the right... has he made enough progression this year? I mean, beyond the numbers... You know, he could throw for 5,000 again, but his accuracy is down, the quarterback rating, a lot of those things have dropped off.
Well, I think that, that's a fair thing to look at. But, you know, he's went through the year basically without his receivers practicing. I mean, there was probably 6 weeks where Calvin, Titus, you know, weren't even in practice during the week. So, you know, there's some things in there, but everybody's got to look at it. What they've got to do to improve to get better, and there's a lot of things that factor into that. But for him to, with all that kind of adverse things happening around him, and still be productive within the offense, shows me that if he's not doing that, we're not going to be where we have been in games. We've been in every game. I mean, I can't think of a game we weren't in position to, if we had finished the game right or started the game better, that we would have won. And his play has put us in position to win. We just got to finish as a group better around him. And I think you start seeing the the realization of those stats and those numbers are real. They aren't, you know, they aren't just things he's got in garbage time or anything like that. We've been in competitive games doing that.
Is it fair to say his perception in relation to other quarterbacks will ultimately be determined by his postseason success down in the road?
Well, I mean, you're always judged by winning and losing. And I think, you know, he came here, from where we started to where we are now, and to be in a position where he's basically been commanding a top offense, a top passing offense, 4 years into his career. You know, those are all things that bode well for where he's at. And, we just, everybody coach better, players around him, improve as well as he's improved. You know, I just think you'll just see him continue to get better, which is exciting because he's pretty darn good right now. Well, he's produced, when we've asked him, one play in the passing game, he might be in on a third down and he gets the first down. He wins his matchup. You put him in the fourth quarter to run the ball and he's able to run the ball effectively and be, produce when you put him in. And so when a guy produces within his role, I think, he's going to earn more playing time, and that's what he's been able to do.
Calvin's ready, guys.
What is there about the NFL, though, Scott, that you can get guys who are undrafted free agents who can outperform first-round picks at the running back position, like Arian Foster and all that?
It's probably the hardest position to predict because you got first rounders are playing like first rounders, and you got free agents like you mentioned playing, great. So I just think it's a scheme fit. It's those kind of things. I mean, everybody's looking for a certain type, and the magic is if you find the right guy that fits your profile, and I think that's what the teams that are having production from, whether it's a first rounder or a free agent, are doing is are identifying the strengths of that back and kind of highlighting them.
Do you have an anecdote? Obviously, writing about his development in that area, especially because we can see the physical stuff.
Right.
We can't always understand what's going on in terms of when you come back and you guys are looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
Is he really astute? I mean, is that really?
He's got a great feel. He's got, I've always talked about his, he's got a photographic memory. I mean, he can, and his recall, what he sees is never really wrong on the picture. You say, what'd you see? And he'll say that safety was never moved. And then we look at the picture and like, okay, I see that. And I'm like, okay, now I know why you didn't go there, right. When he tells you something, the one thing I've learned is it's like always correct. You can see it on film or see it on the picture and say, I see why he did that, but if we get it again, let's stay there because they're not getting they're not getting an extra guy there, and it's still a good, good play or whatever. So I mean, he's a guy that, he trusts his instincts and his feel for the game, and he's just really, really exceptional at that.
What is the one thing? Is there one thing that you have to keep reminding him of? Is there something that there's a tendency or there's something that you have to just keep saying, okay, look, remember now, we got to go here.
Yeah, but that's the part, that's where you have to have that, he has to have that piece where, he's got a deep to short mentality as a quarterback, he's looking for that big play. And the one thing you saw him do and have seen him do over the years was he went from being a deep to an intermediate quarterback to attacking all parts of the field. And I think those are things that when you got an aggressive guy like him, you just keep reminding him, and it's really easy when you got a guy like Calvin Johnson out there to be that way. But he's become a lot more patient quarterback. He's just in early parts of his career. If you look at all these guys that have played over the years, his development's right on track.
Our guys, last question.
Finish out a tough year. I mean, he's never had to take it to the house in a losing year like this.
How important is it? Because he didn't play. You know, he got hurt and didn't
play. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, he's really, it's, yeah, it's different because he's finishing, you know, a lot of the guys are that are not there, the start of the year are out. So I think it's important that he's, you know, here doing it the same way as if we were 9-4. And because, you know, the seasons aren't always going to be like this, you know, and the finish and being the same guy day in and day out is going to be important for him.